You're listening to SBS News.
66-year-old Sue Laybourne has been in and out of hospitals since she was a child. She suffered from whooping cough that became acute bronchiectasis and was not expected to live past her 14th birthday. At the age of 11, Miss Laybourne left Sussex in England with her family by her side in the hope of a healthier life in Australia. 19 years ago, Miss Laybourne was diagnosed with autonomic neuropathy, a disability which caused her to lose control of some parts of her nervous system. Sue Laybourne says she has always used poetry to help her through difficult times.
Poetry became an escape. It was my world. Because you can make a world out of it. Poetry is very powerful. Just like music and song are powerful. Poetry is part of it. Poetry is like lyrics to music. And it's a powerful medium. And I used it to try and explain the world to myself.
Lithgow City Council's Victoria Gulabowski organised a poetry slam for seniors in Lithgow in Sydney's Blue Mountains this week. It gave members of the senior community centre stage during New South Wales Seniors Week. Miss Gulabowski told SBS the council received an overwhelming response from seniors interested in poetry slams. Miss Gulabowski believes seniors who are engaged in the creative arts can increase their quality of life and that Seniors Week was the perfect platform for poetry. Sue Laybourne did not expect to win and entertain the audience as much as she did because it was her first poetry slam. So when she ended up winning, Miss Laybourne could barely hold back her tears.
It makes me feel younger than I really am, healthier than I really am, stronger than I really am. You know, it's like being on a personal high, I suppose. It does. It's invigorating.
Miles Merrill is the creative director and founder at Word Travels, a not-for-profit arts organization that hosts literary and literacy programs. They also helped run the Poetry Slam in Lithgow and will run another senior poetry slam next week in Lane Cove. Mr. Merrill told SBS that poetry slams are a great way for seniors to share their troves of knowledge with their community.
The areas of society that don't get heard often enough, We want to create spaces for them to share their ideas, and that can often be seniors. You know, there's so much knowledge there and so much experience, and it often will get disregarded.
Sue Laybourne was one of many who had moving stories to share through her poetry at the Lithgow Slam.
Next, I fancied myself dark and brooding in vampire or goth shades of black. But the velvet romance of this tango seemed trite when my dentures shrank back.
Another was Edward Green. The 82-year-old is a retired coal miner and he shared his trauma of being a first aid responder. He is now a novelist.
Ancient occupation in this modern age. Miners are players on this underground stage. With machine and explosive, he rips out the coal. Sometimes the mountain takes its blood toll.
Sue Laybourne lives by herself and has managed her disability on her own. She wants to compete at the regional level of the New South Wales Poetry Slams. Miss Laybourne says she has a box filled with poetry compiled over the years and is excited to create new friendships and meet new people from the Poetry Slam community. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.